Hi, and welcome to Do You Know BTS, where I, Chloe, a British army, tries to convince
me, Lorraine, to join the BTS fandom.
Today we're discussing Festa 2016. BTS Festa is an event where BTS celebrate their debut anniversary with army. The setup to this Festa is the same as the last two Festas we've discussed before, 2014 and 15. And it's them all around a table, and the layout of it is like a radio show, and Sugar's the host. And I think it's funny because Sugar keeps bringing up his radio station constantly, and I think one of the members even jokes saying that he keeps saying that because he keeps saying stuff like, oh, it's good to be back on the radio show. I just think it's sweet that Sugar has such a passion for this.
Even when the topic seemed like it was about to change, you'd turn it back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that was what was funny about it. I also wanted to mention Sugar's appearance too, because that jacket he's wearing, it's the blue jacket. Oh, yeah. I actually have a replica of that, but in red, because Sugar also has one that's red, which is what I've got replica for, but I just wanted to mention that because I really like that jacket he's wearing. He's actually my favourite dressed member,
unsurprisingly.
And at the start they're reading anonymous letters to each other which members have written about them. They always do these things anonymous for the Festas, but yeah. I don't know why they choose to do this, because majority of the time they're trying to guess who
literally they always are trying to guess.
And it usually they get it as well. They can figure out who it is. And it starts with letters about Jungkook, and the majority of the letters are all the same, saying that they're scared of Jungkook as he keeps hitting them, and as he's getting older and stronger, it's becoming more painful.
It's really funny.
Yeah. And I think it's still the case, really, to this day, because they still bring up about Jungkook hurting them from hitting them. I thought Sugar's was also very funny, too, because a member says that he doesn't clean out the bath after he's used it.
But the way they describe it.
I know.
I can't remember what was the word they used now. He wasn't that impressed by it, though, was he?
Well, I remember them mentioning seaweed. It was like there was seaweed in the bath. And I thought it was funny because before it was really mentioned what was going on, he turns to J-Hope and says, "You've seen it, haven't you?" And then J-Hope says, "Sim what?" Like, confused, because obviously we just know they're talking about him in the bath. And I thought that was quite funny. But yeah, they're saying that there's this, like, seaweed stuff. They mentioned bark as well, like there are bits of bark in the bath, and I think RM says that all this stuff is unnecessary, and Sugar's trying to explain that it's something that smells like pine cone. I don't know what he's using in that bathtub. Reminds me of when I got obsessed with bath bombs. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah,
I used to buy all those really different ones from Lush.
Yeah, I do.
I don't usually have baths. I prefer to have showers, but I did go through a stage where I just wanted to have a bath to use bath bombs. So I can see where Sugar's coming from with the use of them. And after you use them, it does kind of leave like almost like a stain on the on the bath.
But the main point was that he didn't clean it
He didn't clean it afterwards. But to be honest, I was lazy with that.
Really?
Yeah, when I had the bath bombs.
I always have to rinse the bath after I use it.
But it's because, well, we hardly use a bath. We only really use a shower, so it wasn't bothering anyone. And they also mentioned that Sugar is getting very tired and becoming a bit of a granddad. And Jin's quite funny because they mention that Jin being the granddad is more energetic.
I think they said something like Jin's 25 and he's an old grandpa and he's fine.
Jin's like, what do you mean old grandpa?
Right, Jin's on it.
For RM, they mention that he's interested in singing. J-Hope's complimenting him, saying that he thinks that his singing is actually really good. But it gets quite heated because Jimin starts mentioning about him singing on stage, and I think Jimin's saying that he's having to sing louder because of RM singing, and RM gets quite annoyed saying that he doesn't sing, he just raps because he's rap monster. He doesn't sing on the stage.
I just thought J-Hope was sweet with his saying it, and RM was like, you're just being nice. But my favourite letter was about Jimin's, because I thought it was kind of funny because it started off really like nice, and everyone was like saying like this is a compliment in letter, like how he's built confidence, like confidence in his abs, and then it changes because he's taken center stage.
Like, for instance, they mentioned in Cypher, and they were saying that Jimin doesn't even sing in Cypher, but he's at the front blocking Sugar.
I thought his was the funniest of all the letters, because I actually thought it was going to be one of these different kind of ones. Yeah. But I did think it was unusual, because all the letters were kind of something that kind of was like taking the mick out of each other, really, which they often do. But I thought this was the one was going to be nice about Jimin, and it changed.
They then started teasing him about the classic brush over the hair that he always does.
Oh, yeah, it's a classic.
And Sugar tells a funny story of how after they've gotten off of stage, he says he looks back at Jimin and his hair's all standing on end all over the place.
I do think that these letters are really funny.
Yeah,
it was just hard for me to remember everything that was said, because like I know they're doing it to celebrate the birthday and they're doing it talking like for the fans, really, but at the same time I think they just get lost in the enjoyment of it, and it's like they're just talking amongst each other, and so it's hard to keep up with it, because it's like a really big conversation amongst them all, which is a really good thing because it's just them being natural. But sometimes I can't remember everything because it's going so quickly and there's so much being said,
because like you said, they get all
into it
that it doesn't seem as structured as some of other stuff.
Exactly.
So yeah, some of it's hard to talk about,
but I just know that I really enjoy it when I'm watching it. But definitely it was Jimin's letter that stood out the most for me.
The next thing they did was they read profiles on each other, which was written by another member,
but they knew which member wrote it.
They skipped over quite fast on V and Jimin because they were saying that the profiles were quite boring and there was nothing funny in them, so there wasn't a lot said in that one. But then with Jungkook reading on Sugar, but I can't remember who it was who wrote Sugar's one. I know it was Jungkook reading it,
Jimin. Yeah.
I thought this was the funniest one because I mentioned a noise that Sugar always makes, and I always notice it myself. I don't know if I can do it, but it's a bit like bit like that, and he does do it quite a lot, and they're laughing about that, and Sugar says that it's a question mark, and all the members are really confused, saying what do you mean it's a question mark, and he says it comes at the end of like a question that he makes this noise.
I've never really picked up on it.
They also show Sugar's portrait because they've all had a go at drawing each other
they basically show everyone's
own,
I do think Sugar's one is quite funny.
Sugar's is just three lines. Yeah, two for the eyes and a line for the mouth.
The eyes have been a bit closely together or something, can't we? Comments
about there was quite a lot of jokes on it.
That he made a comment when it was just three lines.
And I think it's RM says it looks like him.
A lot of members are saying that about the drawings, though.
Yeah, they are.
I know RM's one doesn't look like him, and a lot of people are saying it's cute.
Yeah, it's cute. RM says really big lips. I thought that J-Hope's looked a bit like an alien.
Yeah.
He looked very unusual. I think V really liked his. He kept showing the camera of himself, his own jaw, and he seemed to really like that one. And Jin's looked a bit like a llama.
Well, I think that's what it was.
It was a good drawing, I thought. Sugar drew it.
Yeah,
that.
Sugar drew it, and I think it was going off of, like, obviously RJ. That was what I thought, because Jim was saying he was touched by it, and he seemed sincere about it.
Yeah, he did. So he seemed to like his as well.
I know, it was a different approach.
Yeah.
Maybe Sugar knew he couldn't draw people. To be honest, I'm terrible at drawing people, so I think he made the right move there. I thought it was funny that they put down one of Sugar's dislikes as being awake.
Oh, yeah, I thought that
was
funny.
Quite accurate.
Yeah. I also liked the profile on RM, which was written by J-Hope, and there was one point I found quite interesting. There was a question saying, out of a percentage, how much do you like me?
100%, how close are you, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, something along those lines.
I got the gist of it.
And he gave 99%.
Which I thought was really high.
It was very high.
Because I know that it was said about Jungkook and Sugar, and it was 90%, and nothing was really said
on that. Yeah, but they were all a bit taken by the 1%.
Yeah.
J-Hope was saying that there was that tiny bit of awkwardness, and then Sugar started agreeing and saying that he had it as well, and then everyone was piping up saying they have that 1%.
Apart from V.
He said he didn't.
But I thought it made sense, because I think it was Sugar who made the point saying that this 1% of awkwardness is for respect for RM because he's the leader, and I thought that was a really good way of wording it, really.
And to be honest, I always looked at it like that because I kind of sensed it sometimes, like especially when we started doing these ships, that there was always a slight difference with members towards RM, and I always thought it was that leader. For instance, a lot of members aren't as touchy with him. It does make sense.
It does.
And 99% is high.
I think 99% is high. Like I said, when Jungkook and Sugar had 90, nothing was said on that. The other profile, though, that I really liked was the one that Sugar wrote for Jin, and then we touched on the picture earlier on. but I liked a lot of the stuff that he had put down in it. I like the part when he calls him, I don't know what it's under, he calls him just his roommate, and they're all laughing about that he had wrote roommate. Yeah. That was really funny. And that Jin's worst thing is his dance. And he says that he gets his encouragement by watching Jin's dance videos. I thought that the profile that Sugar did for Jin was pretty accurate, really. He mentions about him liking food, and they do say about him not being great with dance. Well, it was quite a good profile, really.
And then the last thing they did was answer fast round questions, and these questions were extremely hard, I thought.
Yeah.
The best was J-Hope, I think.
Which was amazing. He got 7.
Yeah. But the sort of questions was like, I'm sure with Jimin's, it was like, what was his ring size? The length of his thighs.
I know one of the questions, but I don't know who it was. Can't remember if it's about Jungkook, was how long his index finger was. I remember that one coming up.
But no, really hard. And just what time really did you fall asleep last night?
What socks are you wearing? I know one of Jimin's was what bag you came in with.
Yeah, and he didn't even come in with a bag.
It was just all like really random stuff, really. There was hardly any that were like you'd expect to know.
But what I thought was very funny, I remembered it actually from last time I watched it, was they were giving each other penalties, writing penalties for each other. And J-Hope was there revealing penalties. First two were something to do with butts. And then the third one wasn't. And then the fourth one was. And when J-Hope went to go check the other penalty, he says, another butt one, why are you all obsessed with butts? I just thought it was funny because it was the way it was going.
Yeah. One of the things I did like though in that question round was one of the questions that was about Jungkook. I know that Jin wanted to answer the questions about Jungkook. I was wondering whether he thought he might know the most about him.
Yeah,
because he's very quick like to say Jungkook.
Yeah.
And it made me think of a ship moment.
Yeah.
Really, because I just consider them two very close. And one of the questions that really made me laugh, and I thought Jin had got this right until the answers were revealed, was it was how many layers was Jungkook wearing? Well, Jungkook was sat there in a t-shirt. It's very clearly a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And Jin says one layer, and it's later when they're revealing that he didn't get it right. Jungkook says two layers. His underpants and
yeah,
trousers.
I thought the same thing. I thought just one layer. Because I was just thinking,
you just assumed the top part. Yeah. I was thinking that's a really obvious
I
one.
I thought the same
the
thing.
Only one, and it was a trick question. And the other question I liked that was about Jungkook too. Again, I thought it was hard, but I liked that his was quite quirky actually. And this one made me laugh because it's something they say about him. It was how many white t-shirts he has. Because you know they're saying he always wears like, and Jin says 40. And it's 24, and 24 is really high.
It
I was
Yeah. I have a lot of clothes and I've only got one one plain white t-shirt.
I know obviously he's known for like wearing more casual clothes, but yeah, that many white t-shirts. I mean, Sugar's saying he was curious for the answer, but I quite liked his round. For some reason it stuck in my head the most. I knew a lot of the questions were quite like out there and bizarre and stuff, but that one just I kept remembering some of those ones. But that was probably my my favorite thing. I liked the profiles too, and I did enjoy the letters, but I really liked this question round, I think.
I liked the question
round.
It was quite fun and different.
And
then the festa ended, like all the festas I think so far have ended, with each member summing up the year.
Yeah.
We then watched two videos that are connected with Festa 2016, and one is titled BTS Festa 2016 Third BTS Birthday, and in this video we see Jin and RM practicing their dances, which they later show on stage in front of the other members. We assume that it may be these two members because of a joke about them not being the best of dancers.
Yeah.
Out of the two, I actually preferred RM's performance.
I prefer Jin's. I thought Jin's was very cute and very sweet, and it looked like he had done it all himself. I thought it was really cute, to be honest.
RM's was quite sexy. I liked some of the moves he had there, especially with those one. I think he was down on the ground. I liked that one.
He was getting very sweaty in the practice, so he must have been working really hard on it.
Yeah. And then the other video we watched is titled BTS Festa 2016 Real Family Photo Shooting. And I thought this was quite fun to watch when we were doing their pictures. We saw Soap, J-Hope and Sugar wearing the same outfit, and their pictures were very funny. It was more of a mess around doing different sort of looks. And there was a funny moment too with Jimin and V. Does Jimin say to V to look serious or something? And then V starts pulling loads
of
funny
faces.
I thought that was funny. And Jin, you could tell he was really enjoying himself. He looked very impressed with the photos.
Well, he made me laugh with his comment, because when he went over to look at the photos, he said, very professional, but it's a professional photo shoot, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, I don't know if he was talking about his own performance, maybe.
I felt like he was looking at himself a lot in the camera too.
I know he quite likes the outcome of the photo shoot. Yeah, he always does. Seems really keen to... Well, then a lot of the members do, actually. I know Jimin is another one to really like to look at the outcome.
The other two members together were RM and Jungkook. Notice that Jungkook was pulling a similar face in all of his pictures. Kind of this goofy, like, gormless kind of smile he had. RM looked quite serious in his pictures.
Were they meant to be a teacher and a student, though?
I think so, yeah.
I guess it kind of makes sense RM would be the more serious. Yeah. I think he was the teacher.
I thought it was just a fun photo shoot, though, to watch. Because BTS did profiles on each other, we've decided to do the same. And so we both went off and wrote our profiles on each other. And so we're going to read out now what we have. And we also did what BTS did and drew a little portrait picture. So should I show you yours first of all?
Okay.
So I've just done a basic draw, and I've decided just to draw Lorraine's hair and her glasses.
Although my glasses aren't that square.
And oh no, they're not actually. And you're not actually wearing your glasses at the moment. No,
but I was wearing them when I came in. I wear glasses mostly for driving and watching TV, although I should wear them much more. I don't.
They're the sort of glasses I really like, with the black rims, quite thick black rims. We will put these pictures on our Instagram.
Not a picture of my real glasses.
No. Just the pictures we've drawn today. I'll do your profile first then. I've got my name, Lorraine. And for notes, I've got she has many interests and number one, fun, and number two, funny. Although I was a little unsure, because this is how BTS had their profile laid out. Were you a little unsure what to write? Like,
I wrote a fact, something about you.
Yeah, because I wasn't too sure exactly whether I was looking
for
points.
Well, I looked at all the profiles, had a quick look at all of them. I know I sent you. Yeah, some of them had a longer note, some of them would write something longer, and some would write something shorter. Because originally, when I was looking for the profile, how to follow it, I went to listen to back over what BTS said, and I wonder why some people said really long stuff and some people said short. And then when I found them online, I think you can just write anything you want, generally, short or long, however you prefer to do it.
How I tried to look at it is I just picked out two, like, sort of personality points which I like about you.
I just picked out something that I thought was interesting about you.
The next thing is something she says often. I actually struggled a little bit with this, but then it came to me and I've got something.
I don't even know what I say often.
It's when you sometimes go, what?
Do you ever go do like that?
It's just the way you sometimes do your what.
I'll probably agree with that, although it would never have came to my mind.
For the closeness with me, I put 100%. We are really close, been friends for years.
Not 99 like J-Hope.
Praise. I've got quite a lot of praise here. So we both like BTS and share many more things in common. I put that you're good with directions, because I always stand by this. It's always something I always bring up whenever I go somewhere with my sister. But both of us are terrible with directions. We end up getting lost. And I always say, if Lorraine was here, she'll remember where we were going.
Although I do remember letting us down once on holiday when we actually, I can't remember if we was in Dublin and we had to get a taxi. And I was really surprised at myself. I couldn't remember the way.
I think that was the only time. And I also put, remember things I'm likely to forget. Because I also think this is another good quality. Because I think that we both remember things, but in different ways. Like, yeah. I always think that your, like, short-term memory is, like, really good. I always think of this.
And
like,
your long-term's really good.
Yeah.
I do agree with that.
And for likes, I've got BTS, travel, theatre, eating, day trips, and the podcast.
Oh, I did put the podcast on mine.
Dislikes. I found this a little hard, even though I'm certain you have dislikes.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Nothing was coming to my mind, and I thought I'd think of it really quickly.
I've got driving, because I know that you don't like driving. And the other dislike, I've put rudeness, because I know that's one of the things I hate. And surely you hate people being rude.
I do hate people being rude. No, I think yours is pretty well on. I think a lot of the stuff that you've got in your profile, I do agree with. I think a lot of that's it is good. It's really good. You put more on the, what is it called? Praise. Than I did. I've only got one sentence. You got loads of stuff.
Well, I felt like I struggled with the notes part. So then I thought I'd put more in the praise part. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Because I wasn't too sure about the layout of it.
But I think it's a good profile. I actually like it. I'm really happy with it.
Good. Interested to hear mine now.
I don't know if it will live up to it. I was quite, like, pleased when I did it. I thought I got a lot of your good parts about it, but we'll see what you think. This is the picture.
Oh, wow.
It's you behind a book, and you're reading a book about the real Mozart. Because I know that you've read this book, or you've got this book recently. And then I've just put stuff at the top that you like. But I did it like this because I'm not very good at drawing facial features, like nose and lips and stuff. So I thought if I hide half of your face behind the book.
That looks really good.
And you
I
do
like
reading a lot. And you can just see your eyes and your fringe because I feel like that's like easy enough to do.
Yeah.
So I've done it in a kind of crafty way where I don't have to draw your whole face.
And I like what you've put at the top too. You've got BTS, Sugar, Mozart. I am a fan of Mozart. And Edgar Allan Poe, Book of Mormon, and Back to the Future, which are two of our favourite musicals.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really like that. It's good.
Okay, so the profile name is Chloe, and the notes, I put very talented and wants to be a writer, and then I've got can eat a McDonald's burger in two bites. I wanted to put that because it reminded me of a gym thing.
Yeah.
And then can recite the Raven poem from memory.
Oh, yes.
Because Chloe's very proud of this, and she once recited it to me here on the sofa, the whole thing. And also, she does it in a very eerie kind of manner.
We always break into a certain voice.
Yeah, and I always think it's really funny. And then something she says often, this is the thing I found the most hardest, and I think that I say this more than Chloe, but I'm sure I've heard you say it once or twice. Does my fringe look okay?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I do say that.
I really couldn't think of anything.
Especially when you're taking photos, like, you always check the fringe.
Yeah, so I thought, I'm sure she said that before. She's got a fringe. And I know I say it a lot, like, all the time, because my fringe always gets messy. But I don't know why I can't, like, think of anything. I was racking
my really
brains,
struggled
like, all the
with
time.
That one.
And I was thinking, I see you all the time. And the only other thing I could think of was you always ask if I want water, but I'm over.
Yeah.
But I just,
I
don't know.
We don't really
why.
Have, like, I would say catchphrases or something that we always say.
But I'm not very good on picking up on it, so.
That's another thing I was thinking. We're very similar, so perhaps we do say the same things, and it doesn't stand out as much to us.
And then closest with me, I put 100% because we've been friends forever. And then praise, I put works really hard on the podcast, planning and editing. Because I do think Chloe works the most on our podcast. And I'm actually really glad she does do that. Take some of the pressure off.
I do really enjoy doing that.
And she's good at it too. And then likes, I got reading books, travelling, theatre shows, Mozart, history and BTS.
Oh, yeah.
I think there were some of them we had the same, like the theatre and travelling and BTS. And then dislikes, I got hot and spicy food.
Oh,
although we try it,
I
don't think you particularly like it.
No.
I also have rudeness and no manners, because I remember you saying lots of times that you didn't like that. And I also have driving.
Oh, that's so odd.
Yeah, and what was weird was when I was trying to think of the dislikes, because nothing came straight to me, I thought of the things I didn't like.
That's what I did as well.
You'll probably not like it too.
Yeah. That's what I did. That's how I got the rudeness and the driving.
Yeah, and the other thing that came to me, but I forgot to write down afterwards, came to me in the morning, but I'd already done the profile. I couldn't bother to go back, was heights.
Oh, heights,
because that's
another
thing I don't like, and I know that you don't like.
Yeah. I think it's really good. You've got everything right. All the likes is exactly what I would have put down for myself, definitely. And we do have lots of similarities. You definitely get that from this. I mean, the dislikes is something I wouldn't think that we were going to be getting the same answers for.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really like it.
I did like writing the profile. I thought it was good to do, and it didn't take me that long to do, really.
I just got stuck on the something she says.
Yeah,
that often.
That's the one I came back
that's
to. That's
what
end.
I ended up like wasting a lot of time on. I just couldn't think. But yeah, I enjoy doing it as well. Also, like what BTS did, we have written some fast round questions for each other. I found this really hard. Lorraine found it a lot easier than me.
Really? I found it really easy, actually.
To think of random questions. I was more thinking of, like, facts, like things that you'd know about me. And I just couldn't really think of things.
I was thinking of, like, the kind of questions BTS were asked and stuff, and I was kind of just thinking
that's
of
all
that.
I could think of, though, what they asked.
Well, you could have kind of spun on a few of them a little bit.
Yeah, you could do.
Can be any questions. I mean, they were asked in anything.
Yeah.
And some of them were genuine. Like, I'm sure one was about RM's dog, like how long he had his dog for. That's a real fact.
Yeah.
But just other ones was like what colour socks you're wearing. Obviously, you can't really know.
Yeah. Okay, so should I do you first?
Yeah.
I won't say what you got, obviously, until the end, because it's fast round.
So I need to say the answer quite fast, right?
Yeah, but I think I'm going to struggle with this.
Yeah, I think I'm going to struggle saying it fast.
You ready?
I think so.
What's my shoe size?
6.
How tall am I?
5'6".
My favourite number?
4.
The animal I was obsessed with when I was a child?
Penguin.
Do I like corn on the cob?
Yes.
My favourite author as a child?
Jacqueline Wilson.
My favourite decade?
60s.
How many earrings am I wearing?
2.
What colour nail varnish am I wearing?
Red.
First film that got me into Steve Buscemi?
Big Lebowski? What was it called? Big Lebowski?
Big Lebowski.
It's the only thing I can talk about, and I don't think that was it either. I'm pretty certain it wasn't.
You did,
and
I was wrong really
about
well,
the.
Though.
I think I was wrong about the earrings. You got 4.
Yeah, I thought that might trip you up.
As you said it, I thought 2 pairs was what I was thinking.
I thought that might trip you
up. I was biting my tongue to say 4 afterwards. I wanted to say 4, 4, because I know that you got 2 sets of earrings.
Yeah, actually, the questions that I put down as like sort of a fact questions, you got all those right. The ones you got wrong were the more random. Random ones. So my shoe size is a size 6. How tall am I?
Are you 5'6"? Because I'm 5'6".
I'm not 5'6".
I was going to say, I'm 5'6". And I said 5'6", that's what I am. And I know you're much shorter than me. You got to be like 5'3" or something.
I'm 5'4".
Oh, I was going to say. And then as soon as I said it, I thought, no, that's how tall I am.
That threw me when you said 5'6". So I wasn't expecting you to tell me
I
that.
I just said my own height. I don't know, but it was a panic of knowing it as a fast round.
Yeah, but yeah, you got that one.
And also, size 6 is my shoe size. Although I did think that you were size 6.
Favourite number is 4. The animal I was obsessed with when I was a child was a penguin. I wasn't sure if you were going to say guinea pig, because they were the 2 I really loved.
Penguin was what came to mind, yeah, because I couldn't just always recall that.
Do I like corn on the cob? Yes, I do.
Oh, that was a guess, that one. Yeah. I actually wasn't 100%.
My favourite author as a child, I actually didn't know you were going to get this, but it is Jacqueline Wilson.
Is it? Mm-hmm. I questioned myself afterwards whether it was, what's that woman who wrote Harry Potter's?
Oh, J.K. Rowling.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, but when I was very young, yeah, it was that's Jacqueline what I thought. Wilson.
I know that her books, you read a lot.
Yeah. My favourite decade, you got that right, it is the 60s.
That was hard, though. I felt like I was hitting a ballpark there. Yeah. I just know that you've said the 1960s a lot. I've heard you say that a lot.
Yeah, mostly because of the Beatles. Well, I love that decade.
I just thought it could be anything out there. You do all the decades.
How many earrings am I wearing? It's 4.
Yeah, I knew that.
You knew I have my ears done a second time.
Yeah, I did.
I actually got them done a second time because of sugar. I wanted to get the exact same piercings that he has until I realised that he's got 1 ear pierced 3 times and 1 2 times. And I was just a little worried about just
this
getting...
This is all the time. You told me this not that long ago. Yeah. I think it was near Christmas in London. I was like, you might have mentioned it.
I'm just worried if I was to get a third one done, but not the other side to copy sugar, that people might think I forgot to put an earring in or something on the other side. My nail varnish I'm wearing is blue.
Oh, no. Do you know why I said red, though? Because you're wearing a red dressing gown and you usually match your clothes, but obviously you've just thrown that on. Chloe usually wears like the same like clothes that she's got her fingers done,
yeah,
fine.
I do, yeah,
so I saw the red and I just went red.
That's quite smart thinking, so I do normally do that. And the first film that got me into Steve Buscemi is Monsters, Inc. As Randall.
Okay.
But I did think that would be a little hard.
I don't know why the Big Lebowski came to me, though, because is it about bowling or something?
Yeah, it is about bowling.
I do know what it is.
I do like his character in that film, but no, it was Monsters, Inc.
I just couldn't think of any other stupid... Even Monsters, Inc. didn't come to me, because obviously the voice in that,
it didn't instinctively come
to mind.
It was a voice that made me really get into him at the start. It was that, and the other film I liked him in was Charlotte's Web. He voiced as the rat.
Yeah.
They were the 2 films.
I was just trying to think of an image of him in a film.
Yeah.
And that was the, for some reason, only one I could come up with.
But you did really well. I'll just count how many you got.
How did you keep up with that? Did you write my actual answers down?
No, I ticked. Oh. I just ticked it, but I did remember what you said.
I was going to say, because if you managed to write all that down fast, I'll tick it then.
You got 6 right. So that's good.
That's quite good, yeah.
Yeah, that is good.
Mine's very random.
Oh, no.
Okay, so my quick fire question round for Chloe is a lot more random. I think a lot more like BTS's really random questions. So I don't actually expect that you'll get very many. I think if anything, he might get two.
Oh, really? That hard?
Because I think one of them I told you recently, and the other one I think you should know, but I just don't know if it'll come to mind in the quick fire. Okay. So we'll see. And one of them, I think you're going to say something, and it used to be right, but now it's not.
Oh, okay.
We'll see, though. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
What did I have for dinner last night?
Chicken.
How many cards are in my purse?
Six.
What crisps do I hate the most?
Salt and vinegar.
What colour is my toothbrush?
Red.
How many pairs of shoes do I own?
Two.
What picture is on the t-shirt I'm wearing now?
Oh, it's an anime character.
What was the last film I watched?
Big Lebowski.
What cereal did I have for breakfast?
Cheerios.
What was the last thing I ordered on Amazon?
A top.
What type of ice cream is in my freezer?
Chocolate. Oh, that is hard, Lorraine.
It was very random. I thought it was supposed to be random.
But no, they were good.
That has really shocked me.
I'm annoyed about one, though, which I might have got wrong. Is it the shoes? Have you just got one pair now because one broke?
Well, you said six. Didn't you?
Two pairs of shoes.
Oh, is that what you said? Oh, you said six cards in my purse.
Yeah.
No, I have three pairs.
I remember you saying that one pair was breaking.
A pair of boots did break, and I chucked them away, but I have one pair of summer shoes, really small ones, so I won't be wearing them. The trainers I'm wearing here today, and the other ones are shoes that I hardly ever wear, but I might wear them when we go out next. They're black boots, like high tops, kind of like going out boots.
Oh, right.
Do you remember?
Okay.
I wore them once.
Yeah, I do remember. Yeah, they've got like a platform inside the shoe.
And that's the three pairs of shoes I currently own. I actually don't have many shoes. But yeah, the one question you got right was the first one. You said chicken. Well, I had chicken and chips.
Oh, okay.
So I'll give you the chicken.
Okay.
How many cards are in my purse? You said six, yeah, right? It's three. They're actually
I did think six seemed a bit high.
I might have six cards. But no, I actually just used to carry, I'd say probably like maybe five. But because I always have the smaller RJ purse, there's less room for cards. And I only carry my driver's license and my bank card because they're the two I always need. Mm. And I recently put in my Boots card because every time I went to Boots, I didn't have the card. And I started getting really annoyed at myself. So now I have three cards in there. This is one I thought you may get. Which crisps do I hate most?
You said
salt and vinegar.
No, it's ready salted. No, it's not. It's cheese and onion.
It's cheese and onion.
I still couldn't get the name.
Yeah. What I was thinking you were going to do was I was thinking you might think of like a typical cheese and onion. You might say any type of crisp, like Monster Munch or something. But no, I was thinking if you were going to say a flavour, because I always say I hate cheese and onion.
Yeah, and so
stink.
Do I. Yeah, I just couldn't get the name. The name wasn't coming to me.
So that's the one I thought you may get, because that's an actual fact about myself. What colour is my toothbrush? Is the one I thought you would have originally got right until I changed my toothbrush colour. I used to use a blue toothbrush. I have a green one.
Oh.
You said red. The shoes, yeah, like I said, I have three pairs of shoes. What picture is on the t-shirt I'm wearing now? It's not this. This is a jumper.
Oh.
Do you think it could be so obvious?
Oh, no.
It's the
Berlin
t-shirt that you got me.
Oh,
was you just
clever.
Looking at this then and thinking that's what I meant?
Yeah, I was.
A jumper. I don't think I'll be that oblivious to tell you a picture that's right in front of me.
Well, I said the nail varnish and you didn't get that.
But you were holding the book
true. I was trying to hide it.
What was the last film I watched? I thought you'd get this because I actually told you the last film I watched.
I know you did, and I still can't think.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
And I thought you might get it because the very last time I was here at Chloe's house, I actually mentioned that I'd watched this film, and I actually haven't watched any other movies since this one.
I did think,
and I thought
it was
a
film you mentioned,
remember.
But again, it just in the panic of a moment, you just can't think.
What cereal did I have for breakfast? I thought this would be hard. I don't eat Cheerios. It's actually golden nuggets.
Oh,
I've recently got back into having golden nuggets, so I have those a lot. And then, what was the last thing I ordered on Amazon? The t-shirt was a good guess. It was actually a thermometer.
Oh, really?
Because me and my boyfriend have been sick recently, and our thermometer broke. And when he went to the doctors, he had a temperature. And when he got home, he made me order a new thermometer on Amazon. And since then, around the clock, he has been testing his temperature like it's some kind of games console. It's so annoying, this thermometer. But that was the very last one I bought just a couple of days ago. So they're most annoying purchase.
I would never guess that, I don't think.
I didn't think you'd get that one. When I wrote this, I actually didn't know the answer to the question.
Yeah, that was another thing. I didn't fill it in. That was another thing that's putting me off about doing random ones, thinking I won't know what it is.
Well, I didn't know until this morning. Mm. So I wrote the questions and I filled in the answers. Other than the ones that I already knew, like the crisp, for instance, and the toothbrush.
Yeah.
I filled in stuff like the film and dinner, the cereal and the last thing I ordered.
That's
when
one
I knew.
Of the reasons why I was struggling, but I never really thought just fill it in the day. Yeah,
I thought
I've got to get it done now, and I didn't really think.
No, I thought the answers will be easy just to come back to, because I know that there will definitely be the answers, so I'll know by then. It just was a matter of remembering to write them down. And then what type of ice cream is in the freezer? I don't know whether I could give you this point or not. I suppose I can. You said chocolate. Mm. It's Dairy Milk tub ice cream. I told you before I really liked that one with the chocolate centre.
Yeah.
So it does have some chocolate. So I guess a half a point. So 1.5 points, I guess you could say. So not too bad, but...
that was hard. But I liked that.
I would say mine was 20 times harder, but I would also say mine was a bit more like the questions I thought BTS had.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is how I was thinking in mine when I wrote it, because I was thinking theirs was so, like, crazy like that. And I was thinking when I wrote it, I didn't expect you to get any of these. I mean, it's almost impossible to guess.
Yeah, they were good. I'm glad you did those sort of questions. I kind of wish I did think of ones like that, but I don't know why I struggled with it.
Yeah, even though I got a high score on yours, it doesn't feel as satisfying because I felt like I should have known some of them. But it was still fun to do. And again, we've done it in different ways. I always find that when we do these things, we do it in slightly different ways.
Different twist on things.
Yeah, but I thought it was good to do because obviously we saw BTS do it. So it's always good to try and do something that they do.
In the next episode, we're going to be discussing Augusti's mixtape D2. Thank you for listening to this episode of Do You Know BTS?
We will be back with another episode soon.
In the meantime, you can check out our media at Do You Know BTS Podcast on Instagram and Do You Know BTS Pod on Twitter.
If you wanted to support us further, it would mean a lot if you joined our Patreon.
See you next time.